Love them or hate them, when it comes to the workplace, meetings are a necessity. It's often where details are sorted out and new ideas are born, but it can also be where politics and power dynamics play out, a stage where some people are interrupted, ignored, or otherwise made to feel disrespected. Research confirms it's a frequent experience for women, people of color, and LGBTQ and non-binary workers. Stacey Vanek-Smith researched this for her book, Machiavelli for Women, and she did this report for NPR's Life Kit.
Getting interrupted happens to everyone, including Supreme Court justices. In fact, this made news a few years ago as part of a study of Supreme Court transcripts published in the Virginia Law Review. It found that female justices were interrupted three times more often than male judges, even though they spoke less often. The study cites many examples. Here is one that includes Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The sound is courtesy of Oye, and the person interrupting Ginsburg is a lawyer arguing a case.
But when you take what the president undertook, which was just to use best efforts, that doesn't sound like
if court they're under the supremacy. Well, Justice Ginsburg, I think it's the operation of the supremacy clause. Here,
so
the president,
if you are getting interrupted at work, you are in truly excellent company. But why is this happening? What is going on here?
Well, what's really going on is power.
This is Tina Opie. She has a PhD in management, teaches at Harvard Business School, and is the head of Opie Consulting Group.
So when you interrupt someone, you're trying to see who is at the top of the pyramid and who's at the bottom.
Opie says this can be very tricky to deal with. Don't say anything, your ideas don't get heard. Speak up, well, that can have consequences.
For example, the word strident has been used to describe me. And I think it comes because I correct people when they interrupt me or take credit for my ideas.
Opie says she has thought a lot about this issue, and she's come to a conclusion.
And what I'm asking myself is this leading to the kind of influence that I want to have in this particular team? If it is, go for it. If it's not, then I'm just suggesting that there's a little bit more nuance to this conversation than simply saying, whenever someone interrupts you, correct them in public, in front of the group, right in the moment.
One solution Opie likes? A technique called amplification. So Opie first read about this in a Washington Post article written about the women in the Obama administration. They were having trouble feeling heard in White House meetings, and so they developed a tactic.
Before the meeting, they would talk with each other, and they might say something like, okay, Stacey, when I get into this meeting, I'm going to talk about cell phones. So when I get into the meeting and talk about cell phones, I need you to say, Tina, I love your idea about cell phones. And then, Janet, I need you to come right behind Stacey and say, Tina's idea about cell phones is amazing.
Opie says this way, instead of having to smack someone down if they talk over you, you have a colleague affirm your idea, and then another colleague affirm their idea. You're not getting accused of being strident, and you're finding a way to be heard. Stacey Vanek-Smith, NPR News.